Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Smartest place to be on the radio is with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, the DJV Connection. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's a new book called Enhanced Interrogation that connects, in my mind anyway, to the situation at Ohio State. And so this conversation will not be like one that you hear on any other radio program, because I don't want to have the same conversations that everybody else has on other radio programs. That's what makes this program and our ideas unique. The book, Enhanced Interrogation, gets inside the minds and motives of the Islamic terrorists who are trying to destroy our country. Written by James Mitchell, the outline of what happened to the architect of September 11th, the plan Al-Qaeda had to kill us. They're not trying to kill Americans. They're trying to kill the United States. You realize that, right? This is not about individuals. This is about a culture. This is about a life. This is about everything that has to do with the way we are versus the way they are. And they are so propelled to destroy us because we have different ideas from them. We don't agree. Not all Muslims, not even most Muslims, but some who believe in Sharia law. The book explains what the philosophy of outbreeding non-Muslims is about and how Khalid Sheikh Mohammed predicted that intelligence officials using enhanced interrogation techniques like waterboarding and that sort of thing would be stopped by politicians and the news media. Even though James Mitchell writes in Enhanced Interrogation that this is the way to get to these people, but because we consider it to be barbaric, we don't do it. And so that's one of the failures that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told, or Mitchell found out about when he did the research for the book. A lot of other fascinating aspects of this book. Discussions between Khalil and Mitchell, who interviewed him after the waterboarding and when he was delivered to the prison at Guantanamo Bay. This. I don't see that we're looking to return to waterboarding, especially for the usual battlefield prisoners. But there is aggressive interrogation, it seems to me, that's necessary for the worst terrorists. But I don't know. You know, when I'm thinking about what happened at Ohio State, I'm thinking about what Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said about outbreeding Muslims and non-Muslims. The fact that, as I think, Jennifer, you quoted something earlier, the suggestion that came from Daesh about if you don't have a gun, use your car. Don't have a car, use a knife. Don't have a knife, find a baseball bat. Whatever you can do to disrupt.
Beat someone's head into the ground. Right.
Yeah. To disrupt.
That was a message that came out right around the Thanksgiving holiday, saying that they needed to target, you know, Americans and the idea behind Thanksgiving. This stuff, I mean, there's so many things about this that people just misunderstand. And that is either that they're going after, I mean, a lot of people, and it's easy to think that, thought after the Orlando nightclub attack, that they were going after gay people or they were going after
distractions.
These are all distractions for what they're really going after. They're going after Western culture. Is homosexuality may be part of Western culture? I mean, I think it's part of every culture. We could probably agree, but maybe Western culture celebrates it more and or allows for it to happen more. And, you know, so it's these things that are distracting us from the idea that they really want to take away from our way of life. And one thing you mentioned, and it's right, is talking about...
Only one thing I was right about?
No, you mentioned actually, and that I'm very proud of you. A lot of very, very good things, Dougie. But they also did early on, and people kind of go, well, if we hadn't gone into Iraq, or we play the what-if game a lot as to
what... You hear me say that a lot.
Well, This all started, the idea for actually bringing the West to them instead of coming to the West, and now they're doing both items, right? They're using both tactics, bringing the West to them and bringing the fight to the West. It started with the Russians in Afghanistan, when the Russians got involved in that Afghani conflict back in the 70s, is when this new wave and this raid, I mean, this idea of Daesh or ISIS or Al-Qaeda or name the group, that's kind of where the seeds were planted.
Victoria, your turn.
The Muslims. I have friends who are Muslims and spent Thanksgiving Day with them, and this is the kind of stuff we talk about. So, I mean, it's personal for me too, and you know,
condemnation.
I hate that this is what's so sad. I hate that for those people who are here and good and loving people. And by the way, most members of the Muslim faith are good
are.
And
like
loving, wonderful
Catholics
people.
Are, most Jews
there are so
are,
many
right.
different branches of Islam. I mean, there's probably six great branches of Islam and one not so great extreme view of Islam. And it really boils down to Sharia law. If you are following Sharia law, there is no way for you to live in the West. There's just not. There's not a way for you to embrace Western
culture. So stay
out
of it. Those are the people we need to. Those are the people hopefully Trump's talking about, if he gives it some thought or whoever's around him. Those are the people that we ought to keep out. And how do we find out about them? That's where the screening comes in. And unfortunately, it's uncomfortable. I have my son was telling me a story. I don't think I told this on the air. My former wife's second husband was the father of three boys. Two of them have converted from Catholicism to Muslimism. So one of them is Brendan's age, very close to him growing up for the 10 years that they lived together. And he hadn't seen them for 20 years, so he decided that he wanted to see them. He's home for the weekend, and he went to visit with them on Sunday afternoon. Marshall is the one that's closest to Brendan's age, who runs a school in Massachusetts here. He's head of school. Doesn't wear his Muslim religion on his sleeve, married a Muslim woman, and lives the Muslim lifestyle, but you wouldn't know it to look at him. And because he is marked as when, you know, you somehow or other, I don't know how, I don't remember filling out paperwork for the government that said what my religion was. I leave those blank because it's nobody's business.
Right.
Anyway, but he didn't. And so now when he goes on a trip anywhere, he tells his family to give him at least 3 hours after he gets off the plane, because they always take him aside and ask him questions. Where's he been? What's he doing? Why did he convert to Islam? You know, why did he marry a woman from the Middle East? Why couldn't you find somebody in America? You know, that kind of bold, brazen, stupid question. Now, if there was real reason to expect or suspect him, then it would be different, because there are people in this country that do need to be handled like that. But this guy is you can clearly see by looking at his history that he just believes in the Muslim way of life and thinks it's peaceful and wants to raise his children that way. And that's his, wants to make that choice. That's his business.
Of course. And there's certain things. I mean, the reason that this is so hard, and the extremists know that it makes it difficult for the West, because we pride ourselves on not being a society. Exactly. We want to be a trusting society that loves freedom, and freedom of religion is one of the biggest pieces of that. And so they bank on that being difficult for us. But there's so many things. And we were kind of talking about this. There are a few things that we can do. First of all, the Muslims that practice Sharia law are not going to lie about it, because that's part of Sharia, is to not disavow the Lord, their God.
Wear it on
your
sleeve. Yep.
So you can kind of tell, if you're keeping your eyes open, you can sort of tell who is going to be doing that. No Muslim, nobody who is an extreme Muslim, Dougie, would not check that off on a questionnaire.
Do you think that was part of the guy in Ohio State? Could we tell that by looking at him?
I think, here's how you can tell that. And that is when you look at refugees, and here's where Trump gets it right, whether he hurts people's feelings or not. There needs to be a temporary pause until we can get our together on the refugee program. And anybody coming in, this guy came from Somalia, which is a hotbed of activity, to Pakistan, which is
and
even hotter,
Lewiston, Maine,
and then he comes into the country. Anybody that's coming from these hotbed areas, just they need to be scrutinized. I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings, but people lock their doors at night and put up a fence around their yard for a reason, and that is to not let every person into their home. And this is just one of those things that we have to do that maybe hurts people's feelings, maybe it impacts some innocent people, but it might protect us a little
more. It goes deeper than that, because what they've done is instill fear, and that's how they win. They've made, by doing what you just suggested, everybody, if we were to do all of that, that is going to basically give them what they want. They want us to live in fear so that we have an unpleasant, unhappy life, and sooner or later, they think in their sick minds that we'll want to do something about it, and we'll convert to their way of thinking. That's what they want. I mean, that's how they achieve that. And not that they're winning, but they certainly have some pretty good innings that they've played since September 11th and maybe even before that. And look at all the changes that we've made because of that in our lives. Every day I do something that I resent because of what went on and has been done in the name of protecting us. And who knows, the conspiratorialists who say this was all an inside job, I can tell you there are plenty of days I believe that, that the people there are in cahoots with the people here, and the whole thing is a kettle of worms and fish that you don't even want to contemplate. But it's, I mean, you think about, or you've learned about some of the things that actually go on in our government and in our country, and it seems that anything is possible. So it's just being aware, much as anything else. We could talk about this all day, but we must pause now in the Action. Make it 18 after the hour with DJV.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Big goal-getters have a number of passions and talents, but how do you juggle them all?
Creativity coach Melissa Dinwiddie suggests the stovetop model of life. She says that a stove has four burners because that's all the pots that most people can keep track of at any given time.
She has art, music, writing, and growing her business on her stovetop, but only one will be cooking on high speed while the rest are set to simmer.
As for your interests that aren't currently cooking on the stove, Melissa says to see them as containers in the fridge or ingredients in cabinets waiting to be combined into a tasty new dish when the time is right.
Put your passions on your stove and start cooking up the life of your dreams. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, tough economy, right? And no doubt we're afraid of what might happen. Lost jobs, lost insurance, lost benefits, lost marriages. But our natural fear is causing other problems. Here's the science of it. Fear serves a purpose. It protects us. But when the brain's fear system is active, two behaviors are turned off. First, exploratory activity stops in its tracks, and this is the wrong thing to do in a lousy economy. Second, risk-taking is turned off. We're afraid we'll make things worse.
I don't have the courage. I can't do it. I can't do it.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Instead of avoiding, start exploring for new opportunities. Also, calculate your risks instead of avoiding them. Just because everyone else is caving to their fears doesn't mean you have to, too. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
All right, 21 after the hour here.